Okay, we're on Test Zion Ahmed Aleph and the Mishnah at the bottom. Yossi ben Yo'ezer was one of the Zugos. Omer Shalolismoch. He says you shouldn't do smicha on Yom Tov. You shouldn't rest your weight on a korban on Yom Tov. Yosef ben Yochanan is the other part of the pair. Omer Lismoch. He says you may do it on Yom Tov. Second pair, Yeshua ben Parachia Omer Shalom Lismoch, don't do it. Nataya Abeli Omer Lismoch, you may do it. The third pair, Yehuda ben Tabai Omer Shalom Lismoch, don't do smich on Yantav. Shemimim Shatech Omer Lismoch, you may do smich on Yantav. Shemaya, fourth pair, Omer Lismoch, you can do smicha. And Abtalion, his counterpart, Omer Shalom Lismoch. Fifth pair, Hillel and Menachem, Lo Nechlecho, they do not argue. Yotz Menachem was at a base and left. Nichla Shammai in his place. Shammai Omer Shalom Lismoch, not to do smicha on Yantav. And Hillel Omer Lismoch, you may do smicha on Yantav and you should. And we're showing him the first one aforementioned in each pair, Hayut Nesiim, with a Nesiim. That means they were the leader of Klal Yisrael, or the leader of the Sanhedrin. Rishniim were the deputies. Lahem were the Av based in. Who sat to the right of the leader of the Sanhedrin, Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa, Shlosha Mizugois Harishonim. Three of the first three pairs, Sha'amru, said the following, Shalom Lismach, not to do smicha on Yom Tov. Ushniim and the latter two pairs, meaning pairs four and five, Mizugois Ha'acharonim, Sha'amru Lismach, and they said Lismach. Hayu Nesiim, they were all Nesiim. The first two said Shalom Lismoch, and the latter two who said Lismoch were Nesiim. The Shniim, Lehem, and their counterparts, before mentioned, Avos based in Divrei Rebbe Meir. And that is.
So, where are we holding?
We're on the Metzes Zion, Amud Beis, on five lines down. Starting the sixth line. Chachamim Omrim, Chachamim say, Yehuda ben Tabai, Av Beistin. Yehuda ben Tabai, who said Shalom Lismoch, was actually an Av Beistin. And Shimon ben Shetach, his counterpart, was the Nasi. Okay, now we have a Braisa. Man Tana Laha, the Tana Rabbanan. Who taught this Braisa? Amar Rebbe Yehuda ben Tabai. Yehuda ben Tabai said, Era ben Achama, I will see consolement, but here it means I will not be consoled unless he did the following thing, which he actually did. Imaloi, if I wouldn't have haragti, killed a zoimim, a false witness, in order to disprove lahoitzi milibon, shall tzedukim of the tzedukim, people who just listen to the, just read the Torah as it's written and don't listen to the chomim, shehayomim, that they used to say, ein edim zoimim. Neharokin, you don't kill Edom Zomimim until Ad Shiyahareig and Nidon, until the defendant actually gets killed. Either false witnesses succeeded in killing the defendant, then you kill the false witness. And I disproved them, and I killed this false witness, even though the defendant had not already been killed. So Amalav Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach said to him, Erevin Chama, I will see consolement. I mean, I will not see consolement. Imalo Shefachta Damnoki. You spilled innocent blood. Shereyam Rukhachomim, that the Chachomim say with regards to the halakhas of Edim Zomimim. Ein Edim Zomimim, the false witnesses, Neharogin, are not killed. Ad Shiyuzmu, until they get caught out, Shinehem, at both of the false witnesses. You have to get disprove to both of the false witnesses, then you may kill them, but not one single one. Not like Yehuda ben Tabai did. He killed one, and he didn't get the other guy, so he shouldn't kill him. So, but ein loikin, they don't whip the edim zomim, actually use mushneyim. The ein mishalmim, you don't pay money, momon, actually use mushneyim. So, miyad kibel alav Yehuda ben Tabai. Yehuda ben Tabai accepts upon himself, she'einoi mora halacha. He's not going to paskin halacha, ella, bifnei Shimon ben Shetach, unless he's in the presence of Shimon ben Shetach, so he shouldn't make a mistake again. To call Yom Shel Yehuda ben Tabai, all the days of Yehuda ben Tabai, He would prostrate himself al kivro upon the grave, shall oisoy horod, that person who he killed wrongly. V'haya koyla nishma, and Yehuda ben Tabai was wailing. Kisfurim, the people thought, ta'am, loymar, to say, shekoyla shall harod, it was the dead person screaming out from his grave. Who? So Amalahem, so Yehuda ben Tabai said to them, no, koyli who? It's my voice. Yeah, Tadu, I'll prove to you, you should know, Shilamacha, that tomorrow, Shilamace, that when at this bit for saying, I will die, the Ein Kol Nishma, and you're not going to hear the voice anymore. So you see that it was always me, and it wasn't the guy from the grave. Now, comments on the Gemara on this price up. Amale Rav Akla, Breda Rav Ashi. Is it a proof that it was the Yehuda ben Tabai wailing? The Dilma, you see, Paisi, perhaps Yehuda ben Tabai, when he went up to Shemayim, he appeased the deceased, the old deceased. Or perhaps there was a court case upstairs, therefore it was settled, and that's why the dead person in the grave wasn't wailing anymore. But it really wasn't Yehuda ben Tabai. Anyway, that was just an aside. But anyway, now focusing back in on the Braisa. So who's the author of this Braisa? Mani. Ha. Iyamah Bishlama. If you want to tell me Bishlama, this Braisa is the Rebbe Meir. So Omar, this is Shita's Rebbe Meir. Shimon ben Shatach was the Av Beis Din. Okay? And Rebbe Yehuda ben Tabai was the Nasi. Okay? And the Nasi is the senior. Right? So he's the one who says the rules, who paskins. So Hainu dekar Mori Halacha ifnei Shimon ben Shatach. So we see from the story that Yehuda ben Tabai paskined when Shimon ben Shatach was not there. Because he said, from now on, I'm not going to pask him if you're not there, Shimon ben Shatach. So we see it must have been that that Yehuda ben Tabai was the Nasi. So that sounds like Rebbe Meir. Ella, Iyamot, if you want to tell me, Rabbanon means the Chachamim. In the Brass, we call the Chachamim. Up about five lines down from the Gemara, something from the top. The Omri Yehuda ben Tabai was the Av based in, and Shimon ben Shatach was the Nasi. So that was quoting him. How can it be? Av Beis Din would have been Yehuda ben Tabai, Bifnei Nasi, in front of the Nasi, meaning when Shimon ben Shatach was in the vicinity, Mi Mor Halacha, would he be allowed to pass in Halacha at all? So it must be the Braisa was Rebbe Meir. But the Gemara pushes off. No. My Kibbeh Halacha, what does it mean that Yehuda ben Tabai accepted he was never going to pass in Halacha? The Kotama, Litztufa, it means to join in at Beis Din, meaning he never paskined alone. But sometimes he joined on a Beis Din. So he said, I'm never going to join on a Beis Din again. To feel Litztufa Nami, even to join on a Beis Din, Lo Mitzarif, no, I am not going to join unless Shimon ben Shatach is on that Beis Din. But he never actually paskined on his own. So the Raisa could be according to the Chumim. Yatza Menachem, quoting the Mishnah. Menachem went out, the Nichnas Shammai in his place. Shammai replaced Menachem as the Av Beis Din. So Lehechem Yotzel, where did Menachem go out to? Abay Amar Yotzel Atavus Ra. He went out to bad pastimes. Rava Amar Yotzel Levodis Melech. He got a position of power, and he's working for the king, for Herod. And in Amihachim, you got a Braisa supporting Rava Yotzel Menachem. Lavodis Amelech, to work for the king, the Yotzu Imar, and went out with him, Shmoinim Zugois, that's 80 pairs, Talmidim, of his students, Levushin, wearing Sirikoin, royal garb. New point. Amma Rab Shemin Bar Abba, Amma Rabbi Yochanan. Le'olam should always be, Al Tiei Shavus Kala Be'inecha. A shvus is a prohibition of the rebellion. You shouldn't take it lightly in your eyes. Sherei smicha, that's smicha, with regards to do smicha on Yom Tov, if you may or not, any element of shvus is only prohibited because of a shvus. And nechlechu ba gedolei ador, and the giants, Torah giants of the generations, argued about this, took it very seriously. So this is about pshita. We know about shvusim. Yeah, no. So this is about shvus the mitzvah. Maybe. Yes, even the shvus, the mitzvah, even though by upholding the shvus, you're not going to do a mitzvah, it's richalei. That's how powerful the shvus is, according to some. No, but he says the Gemara, how nami pshita? That's also pshita. We know in Beitza that you can't make make kodshim on Yom Tov. There's we know a shvus, even a shvus of a mitzvah you can't do. So answer the Gemara. Now this is what he really meant. The Fuki Mimanda Omar is coming to take out of the opinion that the smicha gufa pligi. Maybe you would think that these zugos, this argument that we saw before in the Mishnah, they actually argue about the internal halachas of smicha, the intricacies of smicha itself. The Mashmalan, Rabbi Yochanan tells us the shvusu de pligi. They're not arguing about the mitzvah of smicha itself. Rather, if you are allowed to do this, the mitzvah of smicha in the face of a shvus. I'm a new point now. This we're now going to all year round over here. If a person would want to bring a korban, Amar Rami Bar Chama. Shema Mina, you hear from this, basically it's Machlokis, which is on Yom Tov, but it's going to apply to all year round. Smicha b'kol choy choy v'inam. When a person does smicha on an animal, he has to lean his whole weight on it. Because if you thought, lo b'inam b'kol choy choy, you don't have to rest your whole weight on it. Maika Ovid, what's the problem? What's he doing? Yeah, it could be that you could stroke an animal on Shabbos, you're not really doing anything, as long as you don't take its hairs out, possibly. So this works, so just lightly rest your hands on it, and it will only be a problem. So it must be that he's putting his whole weight on it, and that's intrinsic to the halacha of smicha. So, Meisvei, we have a kasha now. Daber el b'nei Yisrael. Speak to the boys of Yisrael. But somach, that's the next possible, and they should do smicha. Comments the b'raisa. B'nei Yisrael, the boys, Soimchen. The Ein B'nois, the girls, the Yisrael, Soimchen, do not have the mitzvah of smicha. This doesn't apply to them for whatever reason. So now, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Shmuel, Arimim, B'nois Yisrael, Soimchen, Rishus. Even though they're not commanded, they may do the procedure of smicha if they would like. So, Amar Rebbe Yossi, says Rebbe Yossi, Tzach li Abba, Elazar, my father Elazar, Tamachas, once upon a time, Hayo Lanu Egel Shal Zivchei Shlomim. We had some kind of a young bull of Shlomim, and it was in the week time, the heavy nuo, and we brought it, the Ezra's Noshim, to the ladies. You have a Som Cholov, and the ladies did the procedure, even though they're commanded, the procedure of Smicha, Alav Noshim, Lovim Nesha Smicha Benoshim, not that they're commanded to do Smicha, Ella, Kedei Lasuz Nechas Ruach Lenoshim, to make the ladies feel good. They're also involved. That was the end of the verse. Now ask the Gemara. The Isa, the Daitach, and if you hold Smicha B'chol Choy Choy V'inan, that when you do the mitzvah of Smicha, you would have to lean your whole weight upon it. Tab. So Mishum Nachas Ruach, because of you want to make the women feel good, the Noshim, Avdinin Avodim Kodshim, therefore when they do as if smicha, they do the procedure of smicha, and that means they would lean their whole body on it. That would basically mean that you're using kodshim, and you're not allowed to do that. So it must mean that the procedure of smicha, is only resting on it lightly. So elalav shmamina lo be'im l'kol choy choy must be that if allowed the women to do the smicha, it must be the procedure doesn't involve all one weight. So don't have the Gemara. No. I could tell you you really need to put your own weight on the animal. Yeah, but over here, the Aminu is the ladies, be careful. Akfu yidaihu. Akfu is like float up your hands. Rest your hands on it lightly. Right? So therefore you're not gonna transgress using kodshim. So ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the case, quoting the Brisa now, Lo mikpanesha smicha benashim. When we had the disclaimer, you shouldn't think that women are commanded to do smicha. Typically, to anal smicha chalal. There's a more fundamental reason over here. You don't need a disclaimer. They didn't do a smicha. They didn't do the procedure of smicha even. They only lightly rested their hands upon it. And the real procedure would be putting your full weight on it. So it's not meduyak in the braisa. It sounds like from the braisa they did an actual smicha. So now, Amaravami, Chada, V'od Kama. No. This is how you read the Brisa and understand the Brisa. The Brisa is actually saying two points. Chada, V'od, one and another. Chada, first of all, delay Sila Smicha Chalal. When we said there's no Smicha in the women, it means they didn't do the actual procedure of the Smicha. They didn't put the whole weight on it. They just lightly put their hands on it. V'od, and furthermore, why are we doing this? Today, lasos nachas ruach l'nashim. In order to do nachas ruach l'nashim, that they should feel good. So it's not we've defended the kasha over here. It could be that you are obligated to do smicha with b'chol koicha. New point. Amar Papa. Shmamina, you hear from this whole machlokis over here that stadim are asuri. What stadim? Stadim means, yeah, that when you is a prohibition to use an animal on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but normally because they used to work with an animal. So the place we used to work is the back of the animal, right? You don't do anything with its knees. So the question is, are you allowed to do a malacha, use its knee or something that's a normal non-work area? A non-work area. So you see from over here that all parts of the animal are asked to use them. The isaka dietak, if you would have thought that the stadim mutarim, stadim are permissible, we're going with the back over here. He says, nismoich arosha, just do the smicha on the head of the animal. Yeah, and that will be considered stadim, and that wouldn't be prohibited because of using an animal. So Elalav Shmamina, so you hear from it, stadim asurim, that even the other areas of the animal which you don't normally use are still prohibited because of the shvus of don't using an animal. So says Rav Ashi, no. Amar afilu tamer stadim mutarim. I could tell you that generally speaking, stadim are mutarim. You can use an animal's knee. However, here's different. Called Bahadi Gaba, anything is at the height, of the back, that means with the back, i.e. the head, right, is on the same level with on an animal as the back. The gaba dami has the halacha of the back. Therefore, a head is different. Generally, other parts of the animal, like the knee, would be permissible to use, but the head is different. Okay, stop here.